A Source of Irritation by Stacey Armonier. To look at old Sam Gates, you would never suspect him of having nerves. His 69 years of close application to the needs of the soil had given him a certain earthy stolidity. To observe him hoeing or thinning out a broad field of turnips hardly attracted one's attention. He seemed so much part and parcel of the whole scheme. He blended into the soil like a glorified Swede. Nevertheless, the half-dozen people who claimed his acquaintance knew him to be a man who suffered from little moods of irritability. And on this glorious morning, a little incident annoyed him unreasonably. It concerned his niece, Aggie. She was a plump girl with clear, blue eyes and a face as round and inexpressive as the dumplings for which the county was famous. She came slowly across the long sweep of the downland, and putting down the bundle wrapped in a red handkerchief which contained his breakfast and dinner, she said,
"Well, Uncle, is there any news?"
Now, this may not appear to the casual reader to be a remark likely to cause irritation, but it affected old Sam Gates as a very silly and unnecessary question. It was, moreover, the constant repetition of it that was beginning to anger him. He met his niece twice a day. In the morning she brought his bundle of food at 7, and when he passed his sister's cottage on the way home to tea at 5, she was invariably hanging about the gate, and she always said in the same voice,
"Well, Uncle, is there any news?"
News? What news should there be? For 69 years he had never lived farther than 5 miles from Halversham. For nearly 60 of those years he had bent his back above the soil. There were, indeed, historic occasions. Once, for instance, when he had married Annie Hatchett. And there was the birth of his daughter. There was also a famous occasion when he had visited London. Once he had been to a flower show at Market Roughborough. He either went or didn't go to church on Sundays. He had had many interesting chats with Mr. James at the Cowman, and 3 years ago had sold a pig to Mrs. Way. But he couldn't always have interesting news of this sort up his sleeve. Didn't the silly zany know that for the last 3 weeks he had been hoeing and thinning out turnips for Mr. Hodge on this very same field? What news could there be? He blinked at his niece and didn't answer. She undid the parcel and said,
"Mrs. Gopping's fowl got out again last night."
"Ah," he replied, in a non-committal manner, and began to munch his bread and bacon. His niece picked up the handkerchief, and, humming to herself, walked back across the field. It was a glorious morning, and a white sea mist added to the promise of a hot day. He sat there munching, thinking of nothing in particular, but gradually subsiding into a mood of placid content. He noticed the back of Aggie disappear in the distance. It was a mile to the cottage and a mile and a half to Halversham. Silly things, girls. They were all alike. One had to make allowances. He dismissed her from his thoughts and took a long swig of tea out of a bottle. Insects buzzed lazily. He tapped his pocket to assure himself that his pouch of shag was there, and then he continued munching. When he had finished, he lighted his pipe and stretched himself comfortably. He looked along the line of turnips he had thinned, and then across the adjoining field of Swedes. Silver streaks appeared on the sea below the mist. In some dim way, he felt happy in his solitude amidst this sweeping immensity of earth and sea and sky. And then something else came to irritate him. It was one of these drafted aeroplanes. Aeroplanes were his pet.